T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial-free.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We have a freaking football team that won a game last night in this town. Can you believe? I mean, honest to God, what a great time to live in Las Vegas.
Amazing time. Last night, the stadium looked so good from all the aerial shots, and I was like, I just want to be there so bad.
Imagine when there's fans in there.
Seriously. He's so killer.
And imagine, now think about what it's been like, what we've known over the years with when UNLV's got it cooking, what we saw with the Golden Knights. Imagine what it will be like from day one when there are fans in Allegiant Stadium. And I can't believe Darren Waller, you must be exhausted right now. Are you sore right now? Scale of 1 to 10, how sore are you after 12 receptions and 103 yards last night and a touchdown that should have been 2?
It's pretty high up on the scale.
I would think. Do you go in for treatment later on today? Is that what you'll do on the day off?
Yeah, I'll be going in for treatment right after this, actually.
Fantastic. I thought for sure on that catch in the second quarter that you were down about the 2-yard line. I thought you were going in. Could you smell that goal line?
Yeah, I felt like I was close, but that ball got tipped a little bit, so it ended up being behind me and slowing me down a little bit, but we were able to punch it in.
How was that in the new stadium last night? I mean, I know it's different because there's no fans, but, God, it's nice to have a shiny new toy, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was still awesome just to be in there and just look up and look around and, you know, kind of visualize people being in there and visualize what the energy is going to be like. It's not the same as when all people are actually going to be there, but to just be in there and start that stadium off on a good note was an awesome feeling.
Has anybody else told you just how much they were, like, literally, they wouldn't shut up about you last night? Seriously, they wouldn't. It was awesome. I was like, that's our guy right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's D-Wall that they're talking about. Steve Levy and the rest of the guys, Brian Greasy and Lewis Riddick, they would not stay. You were the Burger King king of the game last night. I don't know if anybody told you. Were you aware that they were talking about you so much last night?
Once I kind of got back to my home and saw what people were texting me about what they were saying. I didn't know. You know, I'm just out there just, you know, trying to handle business. And sure. That's a good defense that we were going against. So I was just locked in on every play.
And your story is so special. You broke in with the Ravens 6th round pick, and that seems to where all the gold is in that 6th round. There are so many people that were 6th rounders that have become. You know, people go, oh well, we don't have any 1st round pick. Who cares? A lot of times, played with the Ravens and had some stumbles. Suspended in 2016. Later on in 2017, substance abuse. What happened? What happened on August 13th, 2017? Where you said, that's it, I'm done?
Technically it was August 11th. But,
okay.
I had an overdose on some pills that I thought were one thing, ended up being another, in my Jeep. And that was, you know, a pretty traumatic experience. And then from there, that was enough for me to want to change and, you know, surrender what I was doing and to think that, okay, maybe I'm not in control like I think I am. So that was the turning point for me. And I haven't gotten high since. So just trying to continue to work a program in my life and, you know, continue to do the things that has allowed me to, get a daily reprieve each and every day since then.
And to continue to build on that, then, the Darren Waller Foundation for the Prevention of Substance Abuse and Misuse in Young Adults takes form and shape here in Las Vegas, and you have your first annual gala Monday night at Dragon Ridge. Have you, I know you've got people helping you, but it's crazy to try and balance all of this, you know, to try and do this in season. I imagine there's parts of this that are a little overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot on my plate right now, but, you know, I'm just trying to make sure that I view that as a blessing and not a burden, and just realize that there's a lot of good coming from the effort that I'm putting in, and that these things are going to be great and for the betterment of other people in their lives going forward. So that is enough for me to want to keep pushing and to, you know, do all that I can. And even if it makes me tired a little bit, even though I may want to just lay down or do something, but it's like, if I'm giving that extra effort for other people and how their lives can change down the road, that's what gets me going. It kind of gives me a little juice.
Raiders tight end and the guy that they were talking about all last night on Monday Night Football, Darren Waller with the Chet Buchanan Show, the first annual Beyond the Wall Gala in Las Vegas, Monday night, next Monday, from 6:30 to 9:30 at Dragon Ridge. Now, aren't you under some sort of restrictions because of COVID and everything?
That's a good question.
You only have like 50 people. Is it already sold out?
I'm not sure if sold out. It might be closer to it, but
sure.
Events. And the team with Philanthropy is doing a great job of making sure that it's following all the guidelines for the state and health guidelines and things of that nature. So there's no risks being taken there. It's making sure that, you know, not only I'm comfortable, but everybody else there, because, you know, this is a weird time for everyone, but they're doing a great job of making sure this event is safe and isn't breaking any kind of rules or anything.
I know it says, obviously you will be there, and it says Las Vegas celebrities and folks who what kind of celebrities have you made friends with since you've been in Las Vegas already? Besides us. I mean, big time celebrities, the big deals. Who have you made friends with? Who can we see there?
Nobody, really like super high worthy, but, it's just there's people on my executive board, just CEOs.
I got you.
In the area, just people that are, doing work in their community, and their vision kind of lines up with mine and things that I'm trying to do. But no real blockbuster names like that.
Okay.
People of note. Yes.
We'll work on that. We can make that happen. We'll make that happen now in a second. We'll get people there for you. Don't even worry about that. If you would like to, if you would like to be involved. They're going to go ahead and live stream it as well.
Cool.
And if you would like to follow along or just purchase tickets or just be involved, go to, we'll post a link. Go to DarrenWaller.org. Go find out more there at DarrenWaller.org. Hell of a game last night, man. Welcome to Las Vegas. And I hope this isn't the only time that we talk. Just know that anything you need, the answer is yes.
Awesome, Chad. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
go rest up. Go get some treatment. You've earned it, bro. great game last night, and we'll see you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.